pianist Willie Arteaga, he brought his music to the front lines of Venezuelan protests, often wearing the colors of his country's flag, playing its anthem. Even after beatings, he went back to play. But Arteaga was arrested by Venezuela's National Guard on July 27th and remains in prison. There is, of course, concern for Arteaga, but also for what he's come to symbolize. He was a member of an orchestra affiliated with El Sistema, a state-run music program for impoverished kids that produced superstar Los Angeles Philharmonic conductor Gustavo Dudamel and is copied here in the U.S. Another young musician who was in El Sistema, Armando Canizales, was protesting in June when he was shot and killed. Robert Carmona Boras is a Venezuelan-American lawyer and academic. He's CEO of the nonprofit Arcadia Foundation. And Robert, your group brought Arteaga to the U.S. just this June. Why?
That's correct, Robin. We saw him, you know, playing his violin on the street. He asked us, you know, if we can help him just to come and also encourage the Venezuelan, you know, that are here in the U.S., just to keep fighting for whatever they are. That's why, we brought him here to ES.
Well, he met with some members of Congress. Also, as you said, he came to help support Venezuelans like yourself. You came to the U.S. in 2002 seeking political asylum from the then government of Hugo Chavez. And, of course, he's the socialist who preceded the sitting president, Maduro. He's said to be Maduro's mentor. Chavez's revolution, you know, nationalized industries. The intent was to create more equity, called for better access to food. But, of course, there was also corruption. Chavez packed the Supreme Court with his supporters. The country has been unraveling. What was it like for you as a Venezuelan here to see Willie Arteaga, to see him playing, to see him? I mean, by the way, he was beaten. He was injured probably by rubber bullets. He ended up in the hospital at one point. He played his violin in the hospital. There are all these videos of him. What was it like for you to see that?
It was horrible. The more you know that I know him, you know, personally, and he's now, you know, like a son to me, you know, and, you know, he was shot in his face 5 days before, you know, Willie's arrest. A pellet had to be extracted from his temple. You know, he almost lost, you know, his side on the left side of his face.
He was beaten with his violin at one point.
Yeah, you know, Willie tried just to raise his voice, but in a way that he do best, you know, that was through his violin, through his music, being a symbol in Venezuela of peaceful protest. And now he's being detained.
Well, he's also a symbol of, as we said, this country's pledge to support musicians. Now, the El Sistema program was started by Perez, and it was continued by Chavez, and it came to symbolize the government's support of impoverished kids. I know that Willie Arteaga did not come up through the system as Gustavo Dudamel did, but he joined an orchestra at one point, and he's out there with a violin. And like many kids in Venezuela, he started learning to play on YouTube, which many kids did along with El Sistema. You know, there's great debate in the U.S. whether the Sistema programs here in the U.S. should say something. They say they represent music, not a political stand. Gustavo Dudamel, you know, your thoughts about what you'd like to hear from people as Willie Arteaga sits in jail.
Listen, in the case of Gustavo Dudamel, you know, it's like what Gustavo Dudamel is waiting for, you know, for the government just to kill Willie Arteaga, the kid that has been part of the Caracas Youth Symphony Orchestra, is being imprisoned in a very express trial behind closed doors. One of the crimes is possession of an incendiary object. What, his violin is an incendiary object? Public instigation. What public instigation? Music? This is insane.
Well, you know, you mentioned Dudamel, and he has been quiet. His supporters say it's because he's afraid. El Sistema depends on the government. It's precarious, and he doesn't want to jeopardize that. But he did come out and say something after the Sistema violinist Armando Canizales was shot during a protest. And he did speak out, telling the Venezuelan government, enough is enough. Can you sympathize that, you know, all of the musicians and the people who run the programs around the world now are afraid for the musicians and the program inside Venezuela if they say something.
You cannot, you know, you have to stop being afraid of losing monetary support instead of the human value of the people, you know, the musicians that are the one who give life to the sistema.
That is Professor Robert Carmona Borjas, CEO of the nonprofit Arcadia Foundation. They brought Venezuelan violinist Willy Arteaga to the U.S. in June. He is now imprisoned in Venezuela. Much concern for him. Professor, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much for having me.
And I can hear all the passion and sadness in your voice, so I'm wishing you the best.
Thank you so much.